It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you frustrated with the low interest rates on your money market and savings accounts? Would you like a conservative option to invest your rainy day funds? If so, here's an idea for you to consider. Ken Hamada at Hamada Wealth Management believes wealth management is not just about the stock market, it's also about looking at all your investment options. Most people don't realize they have access to not just traditional investments, but also FDIC-insured CDs. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. If you have at least $25K and are interested in FDIC-insured CDs, they have access to competitive rates. Give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Atchison, Kansas. Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management and IFG are unaffiliated entities. All CDs are FDIC insured up to at least $250K per depositor, per FDIC insured bank, per owner category, and not offered through IFG. If sold prior to maturity, subject to current market pricing, and may lose value prior to maturity.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to Benedictine Basketball this afternoon here on Care Radio as, can you believe it, the final game of 2022 for the Benedictine men and women and the Ravens on the road this afternoon in Dubuque, Iowa, hosted by the Clark University Pride. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph in the studio taking care of all of the hard business. Tom Couch with you here to describe the game for you today as Benedictine. It's such a long road trip. I mean, you've been gone a couple of days, and then not only do you make the long trip to Dubuque, Iowa, but you're coming up here in the ladies' game against a Clark team who's, they're not just good, they are really, really good. Clark into the game at 9-2. They are 4-2 in conference play. Clark is, and with that, can you believe it, 4-2 and 9-2, they are the number four team in the conference. And we'll talk about that as the afternoon goes along. But that all said, first thing we need to do is introduce the starters for the ball game here this afternoon, and we'll start with Clark and her head coach Courtney Boyd in her sixth year at the helm. Clark is going to be starting Skylar Culbertson. Skylar is a 5'4" senior guard out of East Dubuque, Illinois. It will be Nicole McDermott, a 5'7" junior guard from Cascade, Iowa. From Bellevue, Iowa, out of Bellevue High School, a 5'6" senior, Gianna Michaels. Move to the front line, you'll find Tina Ubel. She's a 5'11" senior from Shiocton, Wisconsin. And rounding it out at the post for Clark, you'll find Emma Kelchin, another senior. She's 6 foot tall and out of Bellevue, Iowa. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, and head coach Chad Folsom. Coach Folsom in his 21st year at BC. Lady Ravens are going to be starting the five that we've kind of gotten accustomed to them having settled in with Allie Kramer, 5'7" junior from Nemaha Central High School in Seneca. Josie Weiser out of Nortonville, Kansas, went to JC, and she's a 5'11" junior. Out of Verona, Missouri, senior, 5'10", Twyla Karasquillo. Jennifer Jacobs is a 6'1" sophomore from Wichita's Capon, Mount Carmel. And rounding it out for Benedictine out of Jeff West High School in Meriden, the 5'8" senior, Aaliyah Raines. So Benedictine with Kramer, Weiser, Karasquillo, Jacobs, and Raines. Looking around the conference of this game, not quite getting underway yet, but it'll be starting here pretty soon. For, you look at the team and for the Ravens, it's a tough road. This conference is extraordinary this year. Central Methodist is on top of the heap right now, where you kind of expected they might be going to be. They are 10-0 overall, 6-0 in conference play. Culver Stockton is 10-2, 5-1 of the conference, and also 5-1 of the conference. Grandview, maybe the surprise team right now. Grandview is 5-1, 9-2. Clark also 9-2, but they are 4-2 in the heart. Also at 4-2, you're going to find Mid-America and Evangel. Benedictine, the only team at 3-3, about in the middle of the pack. Following them, Mount Mercy, Missouri Valley, William Penn, 2-4, 2-5, Graceland, and one win apiece for Baker, Peru State, and Park. So those are the teams and where they stand right now in the heart of America Athletic Conference. Games going on today around the conferences. Everybody's pretty much getting it all wrapped up this afternoon and going into the holiday break. School, of course, for I think probably everybody at this point is done. Today, you have Grandview at Missouri Valley, a noon game. Culver Stockton at noon with Baker Park at Mount Mercy. 2 o'clock ball games. Evangel will be hosting Peru State and William Penn at Mid-America. Now, one more game for Central Methodist, but it's going to be an out-of-conference game. They're going to be playing Monday down in Little Rock with Philander Smith University. After that, the break occurs, and for Benedictine, their next game is going to be an out-of-conference game on the 30th of December up in the Nolan Gym, and then conference play begins in earnest for all of these teams on either the second, or rather on the third or fourth for Benedictine. They'll be with Central Methodist in Atchison Wednesday, January the 4th. Tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Lady Raven Roundball coming up here on CARE.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to CARE Radio. Benedictine Lady Raven basketball getting underway at the Keel Center at Clark University. And it is just underway in the game. Benedictine and Clark Pride have taken the early lead on the initial possession of the game. And now Benedictine's going to come down the floor. Here's going to be a quick layup. It's going to be up and good. And Jennifer Jacobs ties the game at 2. We're just getting started. Glad to have you with us on a cold mid-December Saturday afternoon. The shot down to the baseline from the baseline left. It's going to be up and in. Clark. Clark has retaken the lead at 4-2. BC is going to come back down floor with it. Round to the left side, driving in, spinning in, rotating. The shot is going to be up and in. Reigns will knock one in. Ravens tie this thing back up at 4. It's a 4-4 ball game here in the opening quarter. Ravens on the road. The feed down to the baseline. Uvo is going to have it. No room for her there. She'll bring it back off on top. They'll swing it out to the point, playing up at the high post now. It's going to be Tina Ubel. Ubel has already scored once today. Down the right side, little running jump shot, in and out, no good. Wouldn't fall, and rebound on the floor. We get a whistle, and it's going to go the other way. So we're going to have a foul underneath by Jennifer McDermott. And Benedictine will be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. You're going to see the full court pressure here for the Pride. They'll bring it in over to the right side. Reigns getting jammed up, trapped over against the far sideline, and Ravens are going to turn it over. So Benedictine having a little problem getting the ball up the court. It is a 4-4 ball game. About 7 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. Balls will come in out on top. Clark will handle it. Top side is going to be Peterson. She'll kick it back over to the right side. Ubel bounces it back behind her. Little head fake above the three-point line. The shot won't get away. Long cross-court pass. And again, they'll go all the way sideline, sideline, three-pointer short. And a rebound is on the floor. It's going to be picked back up, and the garbage bucket is going to be up and in for Park. It is a 6-4 ball game. Wait a minute, they're going to say no shot. Wipe that shot away. It's still a 4-4 ball game. With 6-12 to play here in the opening quarter. Back up court with it. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson has come into the ball game now, and Kennedy will bring it up the floor. Ravens will push it off on top. Over to the left side, that's going to be Josie. Dumps it down low in the corner. BC will lock it off inside. To the left side it goes. Twyla now down to the baseline. The running shot is going to be up, no good. Rebound underneath, a couple of head fakes later. Twyla shot, no. Rebound for Benedictine, trying to follow it up, and it will not go in. But we're going to have a Pride foul. 5:47 to go in this opening quarter. Benedictine and Clark tied at 4. Lady Ravens coming to the free throw line. Aaliyah Raines stepping up here today. Her first shot is up and good. Aaliyah Raines is a good free throw shooter, just a great basketball player. She's been such a benefit to this team, averaging about 10 points a ball game. She is a 56% free throw shooter, but will hit both of them there. Give her 4 points, and Benedictine has pushed on top at 6-4. 5 minutes and 47 seconds ago in the opening quarter. Back up with will come Clark. They'll work it across midcourt. He's going to give a little token pressure on the upcourt play. They'll dump it over to the right side. The feed is going to come underneath, and as the shot goes up, foul. Twyla Carrasquillo is going to come in from behind, and she's going to pick up the personal foul. It'll be her first. Coming to the free throw line for the Pride. Going to be Tina Ubel. Her first free throw, not going to go in. One more shot coming up for Tina. She'll take her time. Right-handed free throw is good. So she will hit the second, having missed the first. And the Lady Raven lead is trimmed to 1. It is 6-5. We're 5.5 to go here in the opening quarter. Lady Raven basketball, the guys game coming up at about 2 o'clock. The feed is going to go over to the left side to Reigns. Long cross court pass right side. Kennedy has it. Stops. Pulls up. Long three. In and out. Won't go in. Rebound. 3-4 players on the floor looking for the basketball, and we're going to get a jump called. Possession arrow will go to Clark. Halfway through the opening quarter, Lady Raven's hanging on to that 6-5 lead. Again, we talked about a very, very good Clark team. 3 players, average double-figure scoring led by Nicole McDermott, 12.5. Taylor Hazy at 12, and Emma Kelchin over 11 points a game. And now we're going to have another foul by Benedictine. Into the game for the Lady Ravens. They're going to get a foul on Maddie Gerritsen. Now BC is going to make a switch, and they're also going to have Kyra in the game. And on the inbound, a quick shot, it's going to be up and good. So a quick bucket of the game, and now it is a 7-6 Pride lead. We're 4:50 to go, first quarter. Lady Ravens with the basketball now trailing it by 1 at 7-6. And BC is going to be called for a travel. On the floor right now for Benedictine We've got Mickelson, Gerritsen, Reigns, Kiana Herrera, Akira, Missy Rocca. Here's a feed over to the right side underneath the goal and stumbling out of bounds. They're going to say a turnover by Clark. The Lady Ravens are going to put the ball in play here very quickly from deep in the baseline, deep in the backcourt. 4:37 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens are going to walk it up the floor. Bringing it down to the top of the key. BC will dump it over to the right side. Gerritsen has the basketball. She'll have it on the left side. Bring it back up on top. BC over to the right. They look inside. No room. Back up to the point it comes in. No work on the left side. Coming off a screen by Kyra. Players fly to the floor. No whistle, no foul. Lady Ravens with the ball around the right side. Two on the shot clock. 3-point shot up. No good. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Clark. Pride with the basketball, leading it by one. Down to 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Driving it all the way down the floor, going coast to coast down, dumping it off of the wing. No shot there. Give and go to the baseline. Back off on top. They'll rotate over to the left side. The open three is off the rim, way high off the backboard. And they're going to say it went over and onto the top of the backboard. Benedictine is going to have a back in play. 3:29 to play in the first quarter. Ms. Urraca out of the ball game, and Jennifer Jacobs is going to come back in for Coach Folsom. Benedictine up the floor. Allie Kramer in the game now. She'll have it up top side. Comes it over to the right side to Jacobs. Now out on top. Kennedy starts to drive in. No room. Brings it to Kramer. She'll cut down the left side of the lane. Go all the way to the baseline. Crossover underneath. Little reverse layup. No good. She gets knocked to the floor. No foul called in. The ball will get out of bounds. Touching the baseline. Clark will have it back in. Low scoring start to the game. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine trailing the Pride 7-6. And we're going to get a timeout. Yep. Joseph, we're going to take a break. 3:29 to go. Opening quarter. Lady Ravens in Dubuque, where it's the Pride 7, Benedictine 6.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hey, so welcome you back. Clark will be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. Hey, coming up the floor, leading Benedictine 7-6. Women's college basketball this afternoon here in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. Here's a three spotted up, left side way short, and chasing it into the corner. Benedictine is going to come up with the rebound. Here comes BC. Down court, Lady Ravens will kick it off on top. Back to Kennedy Nicholson. She starts on the left side of the lane. Pulls up from 14. It's going to be wide. Rebounding it underneath BC. Nice hustle underneath by Jacobs. Lady Ravens thinking about another long three. Don't. Entry pass Jennifer. She'll turn from 14. Knocks it down. Jacobs for two. Benedictine pushes their lead back to 8-7. And we're down to 2:40 to go in the first. Here's a shot from the outside. There's a three up and good. So that lead was very short-lived. 3-point shot up and in for Clark. They're in top, and they're in front now on top 10-8. 2:22 to go in the first. Down to the right side, Kennedy. She'll come up off the block, up the rim, won't go in, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll come back in again to the Pride. Clark with a player slowly dragging to her feet. Madison Lindauer. Going to stay in the game, though. I thought maybe they'd bring her out and give her a look-see, but apparently that's not going to be the case. Benedictine back on defense, trailing in the ball game by a pair at 10-8. Running along with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Down to the left side, Clark. Long cross-court pass again. They do this a lot. Love doing that. Here's a runner from the baseline. It is up and good. A driving shot to the baseline right by Maya Mershman. Shot from the left side to the Ravens, no good. Rebounding it back down. Clark's going to take it the other way. Kyle Kramer taking it down the floor and driven all the way to the baseline, but couldn't get the short one to fall. The ball batted away for a moment, deep in the corner. And we have a whistle. And this is going to be a foul on Benedict and Aaliyah Reigns back in the game. Kramer, Weiser, Karis Quillo, Jacobs, and Reigns. Benedictine is rotated and starting five back out on the floor. Randy Ravens now trying to get 12-8. Skip pass in, loose, and we're going to say Benedictine kicks it. So VT is going to be whistled for the kick. Coming back into Clark down at their baseline. Deep to the right side. Clark going from left to right here in this opening quarter. The pass will come off on top. Culbertson has it. Dumps it over the right into the corner. Now the feed. Right side of the lane. Turning around. Shot. Rolling, and good. Tina Ubel. 14-8, Clark. We're inside a minute and a half to go in the first. What Benedictine just cannot afford to do against a team as good as this, a 9-2 team, is find themselves trailing early. Here's a three-point shot. Set sail. Won't fall. And Jennifer Jacobs couldn't get that one straight away from the top of the key. Back up with it will come the Pride. They'll take it down the right side of the lane, falling away, jumper up and in. Clark stretching its lead now, suddenly 16-8. They are on a 9-0 run. Coach Folsom taking a timeout. That's a good one. We will take a break with just over a minute to go in the opening quarter. Clark, 16, Lady Ravens, 8.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
As we return, Benedictine puts the ball in play, and then we'll come up the floor and go into the forward court. They'll dish it over to the left side, working up high between the circles. It's going to be Twyla with the basketball. She'll look it over to the left. Reigns will have it, looks inside, doesn't take the shot. Josie goes three and hits it. Josie Weiser breaks the Ravens scoring drought. It is 16-11. Clark in front by five. He'll go over to the left side. Start into the lane. Twisting, turning, getting the ball freed up. Comes back out on top to Ubel. She'll kick it over to the right side. Looking into the middle is Lindauer. She'll go across the lane. Right-handed hook shot up, no good. But a foul off the basketball. We're in the last half a minute of the opening quarter. 16-11, Clark. The foul called in the middle by Benedictine. It's going to be on Josie. First foul of the ballgame for Josie Weiser. At the free throw line comes Clark. Madison Lindauer will step up there. First one good. Lindauer will look it over, fire up a second one, and she will hit them both. Lindauer with 5 points. Benedictine now trailing at 18-11. Inside 20 seconds ago, the shot clock is off. BC from the top, the three. This one won't go in for Josie and the long rebound rescued in the corner. Jacobs has it, tries to get it back in place. 6 seconds, five. Feed to the right side of the lane. Karis Quillo goes up, hits the bottom of the rim. Whistle and a foul. Three players on the floor. Twyla goes down. One player stumbles over her. One player kind of runs into her and falls. And it will be Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Twyla, Karis Quillo. Final one of the handful of seniors on this Benedictine team this year. First free throw is good. 1.5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Final second one. It's also good. It is now 18-13. Clark is going to bring the ball and play at midcourt. On the floor once, a half-court shot at the buzzer goes over the top of the backboard, and we are through the first quarter of the ladies' game. Taking a break, Joseph, one quarter in the book. It is Clark 18, Lady Ravens 13.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Couple up around the respective coaching staffs as we get set to go to the second quarter. And for Benedictine, the conversation's got to be, how do we defend, how do we stop Tina Ubel, a 5'11" senior for Clark? Spectacular opening quarter. 9 points in the first quarter for Tina Ubel. 4 of 5 shooting the ball. The only one she missed was a 3-point shot she'd taken. 1 of 2 at the free throw line. Ubel with 9 points to lead all scorers for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Raines, each with 4. Josie Weiser with 3 on that long shot a moment ago. Twyla has 2 on 2 of 2 at the free throw line. So far in a ball game, Benedictine not shooting well. 4 of 16, hitting 25%. Clark, 7 of 13, hitting 54% of their shots. There's your difference maker, the shot percentages. And that's because, to be very candid, Clark, as they have the ball in play beginning of the second quarter, Clark is getting the shots they want. They're being patient. They're working the ball into the middle. They're getting some size mismatch inside. And the Ravens have had, you know, some defensive changes. They've brought Mr. Rocca into the game, but she was not there long. Clark players doing a good job of getting around her, and she was not getting it done for a while. But you know we're going to be seeing her back now. The ball is going to be lobbed into the middle looking for that short shot, and Benedictine is going to steal it away. Here come the Lady Ravens. Benedictine out of the court with Kennedy Nicholson and Josie Weiser. You got Twyla Carrasquillo out there, Jennifer Jacobs and Aaliyah Raines. And as BC lobs it down to the baseline, it's going to get away and go out of bounds. And for some reason, even though Clark has a net down, they don't to put down, they don't use it, and nobody's sitting at the end, so this Cavernous Gymnasium on the north end, or probably really the west end, goes way, way, way back. They have to track that ball down. Takes a minute to get back. 9:20 to go in the half. Pride with a basketball, leading the Ravens by 5, 18-13. The drive over to the right side, the dish back out on top. Clark, again, not taking a lot of long perimeter shots in this game. Here's a feed to the right side, driving in. The flop underneath by the defense, it doesn't work, and the shot misses. Here comes Raines. She'll bring it coast-to-coast, 1-on-2, kicks it back, 3-point shot, nails it! Nice 3-point shot for Benedictine. And Josie Weiser doubles her scoring with her second 3 of the game. It's 18-16. Pride's lead is cut to a pair. 8:30 to play in the first half now. Clark works the ball up top side, over to the right. Here's an uncontested 3, and again, it is going to be off the mark. When Clark has shot from the outside, they have not been highly effective. They are now 2 of 8 3-point shooting. And Benedictine coming up the court, trailing it by 2. Now the ball again gets away, out of bounds at the baseline, and again, Benedictine is going to turn it over. Lady Ravens have turned it over 5 times so far today. That's a pace of nearly 20 turnovers if they keep this up. We're less than 2 minutes into the second quarter. Kyra comes to the scorer's table. She's going to be checking in at the next dead ball opportunity. Pride with the basketball. They'll take it to the free throw line. Back over to the left. Here's a 3 launch, and that one's going to be good. 3-point shot by Gianna Michaels. Gianna has her 5th point of the game. And Benedictine down 21-16. About 7.5 to go now in the opening half. Lady Ravens get a 2-day trip. Good news is they get to stop in Grinnell. It's got to be the highlight of all trips, right? Here's a spinning shot in the lane that does not fall for Raines, and it's going to go back to Clark. Kyra Misuraka will check in. Maddie Garrison also coming in for the Lady Ravens and Coach Folsom. Weiser and Jacobs will check out. Pride with the basketball and a 5-point lead, and we're at 7:20 to play here in the first half. They're going to walk it down the court. Pretty nice crowd, actually, all things considered. fact that there are no students here. It's a long road trip for Benedictine fans to make this run today. Still a nice crowd, but what are you going to do up in northern Iowa, about 10 feet from Wisconsin here? It is cold. It's miserable. So, yeah, you go inside on a Saturday afternoon and watch a little basketball. Gym is warm. It's a good place to be. Benedictine is going to bring Kyra Mishiraka right back out of the game. Now Grace Dixon will come in for Benedictine. For the Lady Ravens, Grace Dixon in the game. Grace is a 6'1 freshman from Manhattan High School, Manhattan, Kansas. Turnaround shot in the middle. It is going to be up and good. 2 for Tina Ubel. So Ubel, now in double figure scoring, has 11. Benedictine trying to get the ball game. 23-16. And now the Ravens are going to turn it over. The breakaway on the other end of the court. Up and in. Ubel with the layup. 25-16. Clark stretches its lead to 9. That would be its largest advantage so far today. Pass comes out on top. Benedictine back on offense. Lady Ravens have Nicholson, Garrettson, Karis Quillo, Reigns, and Dixon out there right now. Over to the left side. Dixon tries to back in, brings it out on top. Reigns from 17, left side, wide left, no good. Bring back, back down. It's going to be Clark, and up with it is going to come Gianna Michaels. Gianna Michaels up the floor. She's out of Bellevue, Iowa. Went to Bellevue High School, a 5'6" senior. She'll run the ball club at the point. Here's Mershman with it. Goes into the lane, gets tangled up there. Ravens deny her access. She'll bring it back out on top. Shot clock's at 6, shot clock's at 5. Over to the left side. That shot's blocked. Offensive rebound, followed up and missed. Rebound is on the floor and a collision. No foul called. Benedictine is going to come up with it. Good hustle on the defensive side for the Lady Ravens. 5.5 to go in the half. BC will try the entry pass. It's going to be batted away. Ravens are going to turn it over. Clark bringing it down the court. It's 1-on-2. Stops on the right side of the free throw line. Brings it back off on top. Dumps it over to the left side. Looking at the 3. Not taking it. Driving layup is up and missing. Offensive rebound followed up in a foul. Whistle is going to be on Benedictine. So they foul, and here comes Clark at the free throw line. It's going to be Madison Lindauer. She's 2-of-2 at the line so far in the game today. Takes her time and looks it over. First free throw is up, and it is good. Double-digit lead for Clark, 26-16. Benedictine. Okay, we're halfway through. The second free throw is no good. Remains 26-16. Halfway through the second quarter, Lady Ravens have one bucket. That was by Josie. Here's a long 3. Kennedy gets it. Kennedy Nicholson from way outside. And you can see where the scoring is coming now for these two teams. For Benedictine, what they are getting is either from the outside or at the free throw line. For the Pride, they're shooting some from the perimeter, but right here, like this, left-hand layup, the cutter is up, it's good, plus 1. And Clark is dominating in the lane. Benedictine having a hard time with them once they get that ball down low in the paint. So the foul by the Lady Ravens, and an opportunity at a conventional 3 for the Pride. Looking it over, deep knee bend, shot, rolls in. It is now 29-19, and for the second time, the Lady Ravens find themselves down double figures. Kramer in the game for Benedictine. Takes it down to the left wing, goes over to the right wing, kind of a cross-court pass. The feed underneath, the turnaround shot is up and short, and on the rebound, Clark will secure it, and we will have a foul. I'm suspecting, let's see who this foul going to be against. It's against the Lady Ravens. We'll wait and see who they are going to call it on. 29-19, Clark in front. Inside 4.5 to go in the first half. Benedictine looking to put it in play at the baseline. It'll come in, out on top. Here's 3. Another one! Hit by Kennedy Nicholson. So Kennedy with back-to-back three-point shots for the Lady Ravens, 29-22, Clark. And they'll put up a three and hit that one. So the three-point shot from the top by Tina Ubel. What a game she's having. Nine in the first half, she's already got seven, or in the first quarter, already got seven in the second quarter. 16 already for Tina. Benedictin down court, and again, trail by 10. And we're going to have a travel. For the third time this afternoon, with 4 minutes to go in the third or in the second quarter, Benedictin trails 32-22, down by 10. Clark will walk it up the floor, dish it over to the right side. The kick is going to come back out on top. Look inside. That's, again, that's where they want it to go. Now Ubel will cut to the left, drive to the right, goes up with a two-handed shot, and did what she had hoped to do, draws a foul in the middle. Foul inside is going to be on Josie Weiser. Clark, again, will come to the free throw line. The shot, it's up and good. Madison Lindauer will hit the first. And she will hit the second. 34-22. Ravens now down a dozen. 3.5 to go in the opening half. Benedictin to the right side of the free throw line, puts it on the floor a couple of times, brings it across to the left, back it away. Here's going to be a long two by Kennedy. She'll hit that one. Kennedy Nicholson, 8 points in the second quarter. 34-24, Ravens down 10. Clark, coast to coast, and as the shot goes up, reaching in is Kennedy, and they're going to call her for a foul. Wow, looked like she had gotten on top of the ball, but the official standing right there calls the block. We're going to get Clark at the line. DC is going to make a couple of substitutions. At the line, Skylar Culbertson. First free throw, yes. At the free throw line so far in the game, Clark has had a lot of opportunities. Man, they are 9 of 11, 82%. And this one makes them 10 of 12. Benedictin, on the other hand, perfect at the free throw line, but only 4 of 4. 36-24. Again, Clark up a dozen. 3:15 and winding, approaching halftime. Benedictin at Clark in Dubuque, Iowa. Out on top with it. Kennedy will go for another three, and it hits another one. Kennedy Nicholson, what a second quarter she's having. And now they're going to wipe it away. Kennedy's shot went down, and the official said that there's a foul underneath by BC. Jennifer Jacobs will be whistled for it. Let's X off that three-point shot. That's a heartbreaking thing to have happen. 15-foot jumper from the free throw line, no good. Ravens coming up the court. 2:50 to go in the half. Benedictin down the floor with it, all the way down to the baseline. The dish back out on top. Trying to drive in is going to be Josie. No room. Top side, it'll go Kennedy. Nicholson swings it over to the left wing. Out on top, Kramer. She'll launch three. It is short, and a rebound cleared away by Ubel. Here comes Clark. Lindauer with the basketball now. Comes out between the circles. 2:20 to go in the first half. Over to the left side with it is going to be Gianna Michaels. She'll dump it down to the left block. Hook shot up and good. So the little hook shot in the middle is going to go in. It is now 38-24. Clark continues to stretch its lead down to 2 minutes to play in the half. Benedictin on top, gets it to JJ. Here's another three launched by Kennedy. That one's not going to go in. Clark clears down the rebound. That's going to be Taylor Hossie with their board. Ravens are going to reach in the middle. They're going to knock it loose. They tried to pass to the middle, did Clark. Ravens are going to steal it away. Benedictin takes it the other way. Down 14. And the feed comes out on top, and it's a turnover. One on three. Clark down the court. Sweeps left. Drives left. Underhand layup. No. No foul. And then on the rebound, the whistle blows. So Gianna Michaels misses that layup. And they're going to say on the look for the rebound. They're going to call it having gone out of bounds off Clark. Ravens walk up the floor with it. Minute and a half to go in the half. BC comes up topside. Aaliyah Raines back in the game. She'll drive it over to the right side of the free throw line, dish it into the corner, and it's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. And again, Taylor Hazy has to run way to the other end of the court. Kind of alignment here at Clark. The main court runs east and west, okay, with big bleachers on both sides. The east end opens into a doorway into the locker rooms and in the larger part of the athletic facility. The west side has perpendicular to it another full-size basketball court that runs north and south. So you've got the width of that court to chase the ball down when it gets away. Benedictine will drive to the baseline, and as the shot goes up, Ravens go to the floor, but a foul gets called, and it'll be Benedictine coming to the free throw line. Allie Kramer will step to the stripe as Taylor Hazy commits the foul. 1:08 to play in the half. Looking at the free throw, it's perfect. And Allie Kramer is on the board. Second free throw is up and in, and those are the first 2 points for Allie this afternoon. Makes it 38-26. Lady Ravens, again, down a dozen with just a little over a minute to play in the first half. Clark walking it up. Benedictine stays in their player D. Skip pass over to the right side. Kelchin will have it on the right wing. Comes off on top. Back over to the right side. They'll go down to Lindauer. The pass to the middle, nothing there. The dish back out on top. And there's a deep three from the right side. Three-point shot, Gianna Michaels. So Gianna will have her second three. And we're in the last minute and a half now. Benedictine on offense. It'll come off on top. Here's a Raines three. About a foot and a half short of the rim. It goes out of bounds on a hop. Don't know if Benedictine a little fatigued right now, perhaps, with 32 seconds to go before intermission. Pride walks it up the floor. Shot clock and the game clock about 1 second apart, maybe a second and a half. So they're going to have to take this shot. Kelchin at the top of the key. Swings it back over to the right side. Gianna Michaels pulls up her dribble, looks in, goes right side of the free throw line, trying to back in. Now, a little lob pass underneath, and a reverse slam is going to be up and good. Hazy gets the assist. Culberson hits the back end. Up on the floor, off the floor, and the Benedictine takes a desperation shot. Does not go in, and we've come to intermission. It has been an up-and-down first half, and not a particularly good one for the Lady Ravens. We'll be back to summarize the first half for you. Benedictine in Dubuque. Halftime score. Pride 43, Lady Ravens 26.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 711 Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories, and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Good head back with us. The ladies' game has gone to halftime, and the Clark Pride has taken a 43-26 lead into the break. Let's recap that opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Clark, Tina Ubel has been spectacular. She's 7-10 from the floor, has hit a three-point shot and a free throw, 16 points. to lead her team. She leads all scorers going into the locker room at halftime. Following her, Gianna Michaels, 3 of 6 shooting, including 2 of 3 from 3. She's got 8. It was a 7-point half for Madison Lindauer. She's been perfect, hitting her only shots from the floor, hitting all 4 of her free throws. Lindauer with 7. Skylar Culbertson has 4 at the break. Nicole McDermott, 3. 2.5 for both Taylor Hossie and Myra Mershman. Emma Kelchin with 1. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, it has been heroic shooting by Kennedy Nicholson to keep this team even this close. She has 8 points, all of them in the second quarter. Kennedy, 3 of 8, 2 of 5 from the outside. Josie Weiser with a half a dozen points on a couple of three-pointers. Jennifer Jacobs has 4, as does Aaliyah Raines. Allie Kramer and Twyla Carrasquillo, each with 2. And for Benedictine, 13 in the opening quarter, 13 in the second quarter. But that 13 points eclipsed by Clark, 25 points in the second quarter. Quick look at the fouls for Clark, hardly any. McDermott has 2, no other player with more than 1. For Benedictine, 2 on Kennedy Nicholson, 2 on Josie Weiser, 2 on Kyra Misuraca, Garrettson, Carrasquillo, Kramer, Raines, Jacobs, each with 1. That said, guys, teams are out on the court warming up. Don't forget, we've got men's college basketball coming up after this one here on Care with an anticipated start of around 2 o'clock. Stick with us for that one as well. But first, don't go away. Second half of the ladies' game coming up next with our intermission score from Dubuque. The Clark Pride, 43. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 26. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Radio Holiday Studios for halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Good afternoon. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Benedictine College basketball action as they're on the road in Dubuque, Iowa, taking on Clark. We'll be returning to the women's game in just a moment. Coming up on Monday, we've got a rare Monday night set of games. We will have high school basketball at 6 o'clock with the girls in the Valley Falls at Donovan West series. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8 p.m. And on Tuesday, we've got ACCHS versus Horton with, again, the girls taking to the court right around 6 o'clock. The boys should take to the court around 8. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Association with the scores as I have them.
Candy Cane Cash, our big Christmas promotion, is almost over. The only thing left to do is give away the $500 cash prize. That drawing is coming up on Monday on the morning show, right around 7:30. Be listening to find out which one of our qualifiers wins it all. A big thank you to all of our partnering sponsors who hosted sign-up events this holiday season. Jock's Niche, High Voltage Bar and Dance, Gals of Grace Coffee Shop and Boutique, Alps, AFA Advisors, Skyway Vapes, Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and Taco John's.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, olé the day.
Taking a look at the scores right now at halftime in the early games. In women's basketball, we have Baker leading Culver Stockton at the half, 30-25. Park is trailing Mount Mercy. Mount Mercy has 50 points to Park's 38. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Clark at 43 points and the Lady Ravens at 26. I'll be back in a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirit. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Just a quick reminder about the OxyFresh of Mocan guest host Monday. This Monday will be the last guest host Monday of the year. Neil Weiland will be welcoming Carrie Sowers of the Atchison Child Care Corporation. Carrie Sowers has been a long-time caregiver in Atchison and is a fascinating guest. We're going to take a real quick listen to this from Hamada Wealth Management and a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Summer golf and weekend barbecuing will soon be behind us. With Raven football and fall upon us, it may be a great time to review your investment and retirement portfolio. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's healthy to prepare for the coming winter. If you're looking for a second opinion or a financial planning review, give them a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth Management, Atchison, Kansas. Hamada Wealth Management, a new name in town, providing old-fashioned financial services. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services. Insurance offered through an Avantax affiliated insurance agency.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lots of sunshine this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 30. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 13. 39 tomorrow, sunny skies. Mid-30s, Monday, with a chance for mixed precipitation, low 20s, Tuesday. 1 to 2 inches of snow, tomorrow night through Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 31 degrees in downtown Atchison. We've got partly cloudy conditions out there. It feels like 19. The wind is rolling out of the west, northwest at 17 miles per hour. The relative humidity is 50%. The dew point 14 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is falling at 30.07 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a moment.
Skyway Vapes in Atchison at 7-Eleven Commercial Street is decorated for Christmas. And they've got some great gift-giving ideas for that special vapor in your life. How about $6 and $8 gift bags and gift certificates, right along with a full line of Delta products and accessories and all the e-juice from salts to sub-ohm juice, all available on their shelves right now. Skyway Vapes in downtown Atchison. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9, and Sundays, noon to 7.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Second half of the women's college basketball game getting set to come your way here on Care Radio. The guys' game, of course, coming up after that. Guys' teams, one of them has left the court. Clark has gone to their locker room. The Benedictine ladies are out warming up. These guys are still out on the floor. And first of all, Joseph, as always, Joseph, our producer and engineer, taking great care of us at halftime. But uncharacteristically, I would like to think for myself, I do have... Joseph, I don't know, man. I got a bit of a critique for you. Jennifer Wojcicki, you got to tell her to quit with that forecast. I heard what she said. I'm not real down with that potential for the snowflakes coming. So just let you know that you might share that with her. I don't want to be hearing much more of that kind of talk. It is a 43-26 Pride lead over Benedictine, getting ready to go to the second half. We talked about it, and for the Lady Ravens, just a matter of trying to get some offense showing up. Clark has had no trouble with that. BC, consistently, 13 points in each of the first two quarters. But Clark, with 18 in the first and 25 in the second. And again, they're scoring from, they were earnestly just scoring only pretty much from the inside. They've gone to the outside a little bit where their shooting has improved somewhat. They're now 4 of 10, 40% from the outside. For Clark, the field goal shooting in the game, though, has been great. Over 50% from the floor. Benedictine, 8 of 28 in the game, 28%. Lady Ravens, three-point shooting, 28%, also at 4 of 14, but 6 of 6 at the free throw line. BC has turned it over 10 times in the first half. Clark with only 4 turnovers. Rebounds even at 17. We are set to go to the second half for Benedictine. It'll be Allie Kramer, Josie Weiser, Lila Carasquillo, Jennifer Jacobs, and Aaliyah Rains. For Clark, Skylar Culbertson, and Nicole McDermott, Gianna Michaels, Emma Kelchin, and Tina Ubel. Here we go. Clark will be putting it in play to begin the second half. We're underway. Benedictine in Dubuque, Iowa. Here's a little pass and a runner to baseline as quickly as that. Clark stretches its lead now to 45-26. Quick running layup by Nicole McDermott. It is only her fifth point of the game. Benedictine is going to go back on offense now, going from left to right toward the BC bench. Here's a feed down to the baseline, trying to cut back in, going up with the layup, hits the bottom of the rim, just way too far underneath. For Benedictine, Zally Kramer had kind of gotten trapped. I think she wanted to get another step beyond, was cut off by the defense, put the shot up anyway, and it didn't have a chance to go in. Here's a driving layup on the other end at Clark with two more. So for Clark, you've got the layup there by Nicole McDermott, and somehow at halftime they've incorporated McDermott into the offense a little bit. She's come out very quickly in the second half, scoring 4 points in the first minute. Jump shot from the right side is off the glass and good. That's old school and looked fantastic. Kind of love that. Using the window by Aaliyah Raines. 47-28. Clark. Now the ball's going to get away. Out of bounds. Benedictine will come back up the floor. Little turnover off the missed layup by McDermott. And again, you can see they've done something. They make some changes and in incorporating McDermott into the offense. Here's a feed underneath. And the layup from right off the right side will not go in for Jacobs. Back up over the will come. The Pride quickly. They'll get into the forecourt, race down the left side, dump it off on top. Nice job by Reigns of realizing what they were doing and getting up and defending on the perimeter. Now the pass down to the right block. And it's going to get away, but rescued before it gets out of bounds. Clark will contain the ball and keep possession. They'll swing it over to the right side. 6 on the shot clock. 8 minutes to go. First or third quarter. Shot up underneath is not going to go down. Rebound to go down. It's going to be Twyla. Here comes Benedictine. Kramer over to the right side. Gets it to Josie. Way out at the 28-foot mark in front of the Lady Raven bench. Comes off on top. Twyla played it up at the high post. Back over to the left side. Driving in is going to be Raines. Off the window and good this time from the left side. So Raines will get back-to-back buckets. Her 8 points of the game. And it is 47-30, Clark. With 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Game moving along pretty briskly. We haven't had the fouls called. Quite a lot of fouls and quite a lot of free throws. Slow gameplay down a lot, particularly in that second quarter. Clark working the outside. Now they're just going to pull up a three. And it's missing badly. Caught on the fly by Aaliyah Raines. She'll bring it all the way up the floor herself, swing it down the right side, push it back off on top. 7 minutes ago in the third quarter, 47-30 Clark. Lady Ravens back on offense. Raines will cut it into the lane, goes up the left side, and the defender reaches in, just grabs the ball, and maybe a little bit of Raines. They're going to call for a jump ball right there. No, they're going to call a foul. I thought maybe they would. Ravens putting it in at the baseline. 6:58, and there's going to be another Clark foul, and this one's going to be on Nicole McDermott. So McDermott will pick up the foul. 47-30. Clark in front. McDermott's going to probably come out of the game with that foul. McDermott's going to go to the bench, and Madison Lindauer will come back in for Clark and head coach Courtney Boyd. Inside 7 to go in the third quarter. The pass in the middle for Benedictine, and the defender reaches in. Oh, it's going to be knocked away. They'll say it's out of bounds off the Ravens. And again, BC trying really hard to get inside and score from the middle, where they're going to have to get some points at some juncture, but it continues to not work real well for them. Here comes Clark up the floor with it. He'll dish it over to the left side. Myra Mershman with it on the left. Pass comes out on top. And BC stays with the player defense. Skip over to the left side. Back top side. All alone for three. In and out. No good. A really good look at the rim for Lindauer, but couldn't get it to drop. Benedictine will come the other way. Inside 6.5. Here's a Raven 3. Missing. Rebound pulled down by Clark. And Lindauer will sweep that one down. Madison Lindauer, the 5'11 junior out of Toma, Wisconsin, a transfer in from Wisconsin Eau Claire. And as we come up the floor, we will get a whistle. We're going to get a foul by Benedictine. 47-30. Clark in front. BC is going to bring Miss Uraka into the game. Also going to bring into the game Kennedy Mickelson. We talked a little bit about Kennedy at halftime. What a great half she had, particularly in that second quarter. Here's a little jump shot from the right side. It's going to be up and good for a long two. And here comes Benedictine back up the floor with it. Mershman hits that little jump shot. She's got 4 points, and it is now 49-30. Clark leading by 19. Here's a jumper from the right side. Not going to go, but the Ravens are going to come up with the offensive rebound. Cross-court pass is going to be thrown away. Just way too hard by Josie, trying to get it over on the far side, and Benedictine just could not quite handle that one. They're going to give Josie that turnover. That's a bit of a tough break. Here comes Clark back up the floor. They'll bring it up at the middle. Leading by 19. Pass comes out on top of Benedictine, has extended its defense all the way to the center circle. And making a little contact up there, Aaliyah Raines. So Raines will pick up a foul. 5:38 to go in the third quarter. 8 points, two fouls now for Aaliyah Raines. Clark will have it in right at the edge of the scorer's table, and back on offense they go. Shot clock was reset to 20. The feed comes into the lane, driving down the right side, going in and up against Missy Rocca, but can't get the shot in. Rebounding it down is going to be Kyra. Here comes Benedictine. Kennedy Nicholson into the forecourt, taking it down the right side, stops on the wing, brings it off on top. Driving down the left side of the lane, changing directions. Kennedy, or rather, not Kennedy, but the Ravens lose the handle on the ball. And it's going to be tied up. And they're going to call a jump ball, and it's going to go back to BC. Lady Ravens are going to have it in. Not a lot of scoring gone on here in the first half of the third quarter. Ravens are going to bring it in. Here's a foul as Kyra comes way up high. She's setting the screen for Josie Weiser. Josie takes the inbound. And as Kyra is setting the screen, Tina Ubel just crashes into her. Both of them tumble to the floor. The foul gets called, and Benedictine will be putting in a play down to the baseline. Team fouls are even at three apiece. The ball comes out on top. Here's Kennedy. This three will not fall. And the rebound, Clark. Clark will sweep it away rapidly up the floor. And the pass down low knocked away by Raines. 5 minutes to go, third quarter. Still 49-30. Clark with that 19-point lead. They have led by as many as 21 here in the second half. Pride with the basketball, bring it in. Left side of the lane, comes back out above the free throw line. Now they'll drive down the right side, dish it back. Baseline three, up and good. The corner shot is up and good for three. Now it is 52-30, and Clark has its largest lead of the contest with 4.5 to go in the third quarter. The lob to the right side for Benedictine, and Josie's pass is out of the range of Kyra. Benedictine is going to turn it over. Clark will again fly the other way. They'll launch another three. That one not going to drop. And a rebound down by Josie Weiser on the left side of the lane. Josie will bring it up the floor. So she's 1-on-3. Goes into the lane anyway. Hits the bucket. Will they give her the basket and the continuation? Count the bucket. Josie coming to the line. Looking for that conventional three-point play. That was a good aggressive play. Josie Weiser is going to be stepping up here. As she comes to the line, that bucket was her 8th point of the game. And she'll look over the free throw. The junior from Jeff North hits that one. Give her 9 points now. Benedictine is going to make some substitutions. Let's just reset the Lady Raven 5, shall we? Kennedy Nicholson and Allie Kramer will be at the top with Maddie Gerritsen, Twyla Carrasquillo, and Kyra Missy Rocca playing in the middle. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 52-33, Pride in front. Turnaround shot up the window, but no good. Rebound pulled down by Kyra. Here comes Benedictine. Lady Raven's down. They'll bring it up to the high post. No room there for the middle. Comes back out on top. Here's a three. Top of the key. Wide to the right side. Offensive rebound. Put back up and in. How about the follow shot by Benedictine and Kyra? It's 52-35. And now we'll have a whistle on the other end of the floor. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine has been trying to hang tough with Clark so far in the third quarter, but for the Lady Ravens, the problem is you've got this mountain that you've got to get over. Trailing in the game by, right now, 19. It's been as many as 22. BC is going to bring Karis Quillo back into the game. One free throw is up and good. So it's 55-35. Lady Ravens down 20 with a little over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. BC on the road here this afternoon for the final game of the 22 portion of the season. 17-foot jumper from just above the free throw line is going to be very short for Nicholson. It doesn't draw iron, hits the floor, bounces out of bounds, and Clark will be putting it in play from the east end of the gymnasium, the end on which the Lady Raven bench rests. Shooting in the game continues to be kind of iffy as Benedictine is down out of hitting a third of their shots at 13-39 and 5 of 18 from the outside. But still, perfect at the free throw line. You look at those golden linings. 7-7 at the free throw line for Benedictine. Clark is 10 of 12. Here's a feed over to the left block. No room in the middle. Nice defense by Missy Rocca. Skip pass into the lane. A little behind the back pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Nicholson. Clark, on the other hand, is hitting over half of their shots. They're 21 of 41. Hitting 5 of 14 from the outside and 10 of 12 at the free throw line. Ravens 13 turnovers now to Clark's 5 so far here today. Over to the right side, trying to get a shot away. It won't go. Follow shot, though, from the right is going to be up and in. So you count the bucket, and Clark pushes its lead again to 22. 57-35. For the second time, they've led by this margin. And now it's a three-pointer. Top of the key, up and in. Allie Kramer. 57-38. And we get a timeout? Yeah. Ravens are going to take a break. Joseph, we've earned one. What do you think? With 2.5 to go in the third quarter, it's Clark 57, Lady Ravens 38.
KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Well, the Benedictine Lady Raven team scoring lead has, or, you know, I guess you would call it the individual scoring lead for the team, the lead has changed hands. As Josie Weiser now has 9 points. Kennedy Nicholson, Aaliyah Raines, 8 apiece and 7 right now for Allie Kramer. But how about Clark with 16 for Tina Ubo, 10 apiece, Gianna Michaels, and Madison Lindauer. We're going to get a foul on the inbound play, and Benedictine will come to the free throw line now. Both teams are going to be shooting. That was the 5th foul for Clark. Lady Ravens have committed 4, so the next one will have Clark at the free throw line for the last 2.5 of the third quarter. The free throw here is going to be up and a little bit short for Allie Kramer. This one is up. It is also going to be short. So Allie, who is 2 of 2, now is 2 of 4 at the free throw line, and the Pride coming back up court with the basketball, leading at 57-38. From the top, straight away, it's up and good, and the official says toe on the line. That was a 2-point shot by Hallie Bolt. We have not seen anything from Hallie today. So Hallie Bolt is a 5'8 sophomore from one of Gus's favorite towns, Sheboygan. 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, feed into the middle, turnaround shot from the lane is going to be up. It rattles, it bounces, and it goes in. Benedictine, and a bucket by the Lady Ravens from underneath. That is going to be Allie Kramer getting a pair. Ball is going to be knocked free, stolen away. Flying court with it is Kennedy Nicholson. She's 1-on-2. Jumps it over to the right side. Ball is going to be stripped away, knocked out of bounds. And with 1:40 to go in the third quarter, Benedictine will be putting it in play at their offensive end. Clark will make a substitution. McDermott is coming out of the game. Taylor Hossie will come back in for the Pride. BC brings it in. Kennedy goes to the right side of the lane. Backing in, turning around, little left-hand shot. It's up and good. So Benedictine, Kyra, Miss Uraka will have her first point of the game at 59-42. Lady Ravens back within 17. That's closer than they've been in a while with a minute 20 left third quarter. Over to the left side. Here's a long, long three. Hits the rim. High rebound. And with a Raven on the floor, Miss Uraka is going to come down with the rebound. BC up court, driving into the lane, and they're going to be called for a travel. So we will get a turnover by the Lady Ravens with a minute 7 to go. Allie Kramer was driving it down the floor. A defender had gotten in front of her, and Allie was trying to decide, do I shoot over her? Do I run into her and take a chance at either being fouled or committing a foul? And in the process, she pulled up her dribble, and the official says, it's a travel. None of that's going to matter. And the ball coming back to Clark. Now Benedictine is going to make a couple of substitutions. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Down the floor with it, Pride. They'll have it up top side, dish it over to the right, deep in the corner again. Benedictine, they've shifted to, how about this, a zone defense, a 2-3 zone being employed by BC now. Doing what they can maybe to keep that ball out of the middle quite so much. Passing the side, it's going to be batted away, and now it's going to be stolen. Here comes Benedictine, 2-on-1, the dish, the shot, rims around, no good. Going to go out of bounds back to Clark. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. It was a great job by Benedictine coming up with a steal. They executed the break down court perfectly, driving down the left side, the dish to the right, and it just would not go in. And a steal up the floor with it. Here comes Clark. They'll square up for a three. That was no good. And a rebound. Josie had it. Lost it. Clark's going to take it away from Josie lying on the floor. Here's a jumper up and in. Callie Bolt has come into the game and knocked in a couple of buckets. 8 seconds left, 7 seconds left, approaching the end of the third. Pride leading it now by 19. Benedictine with a shot clock off with three. Right side, the feed inside, the ball batted away. The third quarter ends with a bit of a whimper. We're going to be back going to the fourth quarter. From Dubuque, Iowa, the Benedictine Lady Ravens find themselves trailing Clark 61-42.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. The December blizzard of the month is Reese's Take 5. Also, try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. Sounds incredible. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Glad to be bringing you Benedictine basketball this afternoon here on Care Radio. A quick look at the scoring through three quarters as the Lady Ravens trail in the game by 19. They've kind of just gone back and forth and back and forth with this team. BC scoring 16 points in that quarter to Clark's 18. Lady Ravens led by, how about this in scoring, led by Kennedy Nicholson. Kennedy has 8 points after three quarters. Josie Weiser with 9, Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Raines with 8. So Josie has 9, Kennedy and Aaliyah 8 apiece, 7 for Allie Kramer. 4 apiece, Jennifer Jacobs, Kramer, Miss Uraka, and Twilight Cares Quillo has scored 2 in the game so far today. We go back to action. Here we are. Starting the fourth quarter, it will belong to Clark, and we are underway. Clark will have it to the right side, dish on top, kick back to the left, down to the baseline, moving the ball around briskly. See if they would just like to see the time run. Here's a driving shot from the baseline left. It is going to be up and good. Emma Kelchin will get the first points of the fourth quarter. Emma has her, what is that, only her third point of the game. It's 63-42. Here's a baseline three for Benedictine. How about that? And again, Kennedy Nicholson from outside. She pushes her day scoring now to 11, 63-45. 9:20 to go in the ball game. and there's a whistle, a foul off the ball, and that's got Coach Boyd putting her hands on her head and going, wow, I didn't like that call. Here comes a ball in play, and Benedictine's going to make a late substitution coming in and out. Miss Rocca in, Jennifer Jacobs is going to exit the game for BC. Clark will take it over to the right side where the baseline three is up, rattles home. Three-point shot, Nicole McDermott. McDermott now with, what, 8 points this afternoon, 3 fouls so far in the game. BC back on offense. Lady Ravens go into the lane, spinning. The shot is up. Won't go in, but they're going to get a whistle and a foul, and Leah Raines will come to the free throw line. Tina Uble will pick up that foul. Tina has 16 points, 2 fouls so far today. Tina had 16 points, by the way, at halftime, so scoring nothing in the third quarter. And the first free throw for Raines is not going to go in. Aaliyah, still with 8 points this afternoon. Was hoping to get the double figures on this, but she can't make it to 9. Second free throw coming up, and it's in. It is a 66-46 lead for Clark. With only 8:45 to go in the fourth quarter, women's college basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio. Benedictine Guy is coming up the top of the hour. It'll be the men's turn, so we'll have that one here shortly. Right now, though, Clark will work around to the left side. The Pride looking for, are you ready for this? Looking for their 10th win here in the first semester. We're going to get a whistle and a foul by Kennedy Nicholson for BC. Clark will bring it in, and they'll work it around on top again. Feed to the free throw line. Looking toward the middle, the feed over to the left. Driving down the baseline, no one in front, and then layup absolutely uncontested and good. So give that bucket to Clark, and here comes BC. 8:15 to go. Ravens from the left side, three-point shot. Nicholson, no. Offensive rebound, nope. Fish is going to wave it off and say there is a foul on the floor. And he's going to come up and let us know that it's going to be a Gianna Michaels picking it up. So Michaels is going to have the foul. 8:09 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine will be putting it in play at their offensive end. Looking to bring it in. Skip pass to come over to the right side to Twyla. Back out on top for Benedictine. Now they'll shoot from the right side. Kennedy for a three, nope. And it's going to go out of bounds. Let's see which way it goes. Josie's out there. She grabbed the ball, but she said, as she grabbed it out of bounds, she said it had been touched by a Clark player. And the official's gonna agree with that. It'll come back to BC. 66-46, Ravens down 20. With inside 8 minutes to play. Feet to the left side of the lane. BC looks in, nothing doing. Has to come back out on top. Kyra just could not find any way to get into the middle. And here's a fall away shot, and Josie, good news is it went in. Bad news is it doesn't matter because the Ravens guilty of a shot clock violation, did not get it away in time. So the official's coming over to wave it off. And with that, we're going to have a timeout taken on the court. Let's do it, Joseph. Breaking the action, coming at 7:48 to go in the game. Clark, 66. The Benedictine Lady Ravens, 46.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Evan 48 to play in the ladies' game this afternoon. And the Pride, nationally ranked 9-2 on the season, 4-2 in the conference, leading Benedictine 66-46. Welcome back, everybody, but Joseph in the studio. Tom Katz with you, bringing you the description of the game here this afternoon. Team still taking his time out as it stretched out. The BC guys are populating the bleachers behind the Lady Raven team. coming out, so they're going to be ready for their game. Well, I'm looking at the clock, kind of looking at the time, and depending on how this goes, we could get this thing up pretty close to that 2 o'clock hope floor time. See how it all shakes out. Possession will belong to Clark, and we're about ready to get back underway. Here we go. Clark will bring the ball up the floor and take it way out high on the right wing. Feed to the free throw line. Pass down to the baseline. The lob to the right block. There's no one in the middle for Benedictine. Aaliyah Raines was on the other side of the lane. She comes over, but no chance she was going to defend that layup by Tina Ubel. Uncontested. It is 68-46. Not sure exactly what happened there, but there was an assignment missed by someone. We're at 7:15 to play. Backing into the lane, Twilight comes up on top. Kyra for a long two, new wide right. So far this afternoon, Twilight, 2 points in the game to go with two fouls. Clark takes it into the lane, kicks it back to the top, swings it to the right side. Inside seven left. The feed to the right side of the circle and the pass to the baseline saved it down low, backing in. Turning around, the shot. No, they're not going to take a shot. They're going to bring it back to the top. Now the 14-footer from the left side. No good. Tipped out. Rebound, Benedictine. Missy Rocker coming down with the basketball. And into the forecourt with it will come Benedictine. BC down the right side. Kennedy Nicholson in the pass to the corner. And there was just nobody there. Ravens are going to turn it back over. 6.5 to go. Ravens are going to make some more adjustments in the lineup here. Clark back on offense as we're approaching 6 minutes to play. The feed down low. The shot blocked out of bounds by Josie. Nice job of anticipating where the shot would be coming from. Benedictine is going to make 3 substitutions in the game. So hang on a minute. We'll pick up that new 5 on the floor for you. 6:10 left here at the Kiel Center on the Clark campus. The shot from in the lane, nope. Offensive rebound and a follow shot and a rebound foul. So the foul is going to be whistled against Benedictine. It's going to be on Maddie Gerritsen, who's back in. She'll put Tina Ubel at the free throw line. Tina hits these 2 free throws. Should be at 20 points, so that's a pretty good day. First one is going to be up and good. So for Tina Ubel, who averages 9.7, comes to the free throw line today, a 79.2% shooter. Second one is up. It's also good, so there you have it, 20 now for Tina Ubel. Inside 6 to go, 70-46. So Benedictine with only 4 points so far here in the fourth quarter. Running in and the shot, it's going to be up and good. Aaliyah Raines for 2. Now she is at 11 points. So Raines and Kennedy Nicholson each with 11. Cross court it comes, the baseline 3, no. Rebound tipped out, Benedictine's going to sweep it down. Tina Ubel feeling it a little bit with those 20 points. She spotted up and took that long, long outside shot. And Tina's not typically your outside shooter for this team. Here's Benedictine from the baseline left. It's going to go up and in. Allie Kramer for 2. And Allie now at the 9-point mark. We go up the floor and the ball slapped out of bounds by Benedictine. 72-50. Clark is... who are they going to bring? They're going to bring Mershman back in. Myra Mershman. Looking up her information here out of Donelson, Iowa. A 5'11 sophomore. Not really sure where Donelson is, but it's closer to Clark than Benedictine is, I'm just going to say. Ravens with the basketball around the left side. We're inside 5 to go now. The pass down to the right block. The shot, Twyla, good. The rebound was taken in the middle of the lane by Kyra. She kicks it over to Twyla, knocks it down. Coach Folsom taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do another one at 4:54 to go in the game. Pride, 73, Lady Ravens, 52.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend? Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
We come back, and Clark is going to be putting the ball in play from the backcourt, and Benedictine is going to press now all the way up the floor. Here's a long pass to just short of midcourt on the inbound, and then from the backcourt all the way to the left side, and another long pass across. These are literally 30-foot passes, and a jumper from in the middle is going to be up and good. Tina Ubel with two more, now at 22. 4.5 left. BC into the forecourt trailing 75-52. Kennedy will have it on the right side, deep in the corner in front of the Benedictine bench. Gets it to Twyla, twists into the middle, can't get the shot away. Back it'll come to Kennedy. She plays off the screen. The defender switch. Now the feedback underneath to Twyla. Rotates, reaching in, a defender slaps the ball out of her hands, but they will call a foul on that play. So a foul in the middle, and Benedictine is going to get free throws out of this. I didn't know that they were going to call that a shooting foul, but they will. Going to be two shots here for Twyla. Twyla has the first one. Not going to go. One more shot here. The senior from Verona, Missouri will take her time, look this one over, and we'll get the second. So Twyla Karras-Quilla with 5 points then. And we're inside 4 minutes to play. Shot from the outside for three. Nope. Rebound BC. Ravens are going to come back the other way. Down court with it. BC and Allie Kramer is going to dribble it back off on top. Little right-hand dribble. Feeds to the right side of the free throw line. That's going to be Kyra with the basketball. Puts it off on top. The three-point shot. Not in. Nicholson had a good look at it, but it wouldn't fall in. Back the other way. Very quickly, racing down the court. Dumping it over to the left side. Coming back off on top. Cutting into the lane. No room. Baseline left. Deep on the edge. They'll drive into the lane. Going in through two defenders. Going up and getting fouled. So Clark will be coming to the free throw line. Taylor Hossie will be at the stripe. Taylor has not had a big day, oddly. She averages 11-9, second leading scorer on this team. But so far this afternoon, Taylor with 6. So she's about half what she normally gets. And now we're going to see Coach Boyd clear out her bench. Might have to work from the program a little bit here. Free throw, no good for Taylor. Anisha Vandenkamp will come in, a 5'2 sophomore from Park Hill High School in Kansas City. Second free throw by Hossie's good, 76-53. BC down the right side, looking into the middle. Not much there. Raven's going to come back out on top to Kennedy. Back over to the right side. Maddie Gerritsen in the game. Little reverse layup behind the head. It's going to be up and in. 3 minutes left. Maddie Gerritsen hits that bucket. Her first points tonight. I guess this afternoon. There are windows here in Dubuque, by the way. So very high windows. Little travel violation by Clark as the Ravens defend on the upcourt play. The gymnasium kind of sits. You walk up the street level to the mezzanine level, and then you go down. It's like Bramlage, only on something of a smaller scale, okay? With seating on two sides and, you know, room for couple of thousand and not, you know, 12,000. But similar in that you walk in at the mezzanine level and go down into the gym. So the windows, I guess my original point draw, is going to be very high and way up above the mezzanine and around the top. 2:40 to go in the game. Benedictine with the basketball, trying to get 76-55. Back over to the right side. It goes in and up and good. That was a nice driving shot by Benedictine. 76-57. 2:25 left. Feet to the right block, going into the lane. Little underhand shot is up. Not going to go in, but a Benedictine foul. And once again, we're going to see Tyler Hossie coming to the free throw line. Tyler has struggled a little bit at the line today. And on the season, 67.4% at the line. Waiting for him to get the ball tracked down and get everything going again. 2:22 left. Bunch of players coming to the scorers table for these teams now with 2:22 to go. The first free throw, yes. Second free throw, no. Benedictine rebounds it down. Lady Ravens up the floor. So these players are just going to have to wait for the dead ball opportunity here. The feed over to the left side. The turnaround shot is good. Nice little turnaround shot for Benedictine from the left side. 77-59 as we're inside 2 minutes to go now. Way up top side. Pride with the basketball. That is Anisha Vandenkamp. Benedictine is going to steal it away. Drive it down the court. All the way to the right side. Skips it out on top. Here's a little turnaround shot. Nope. Rebound on the floor. It's going to be saved. It is. Ravens are going to save it. Now we're going to get a foul call. Let me just give you the names of the players on the court right now. For Clark, let's see. Who are we going to have out here for Clark? It is going to be Anisha Vandenkamp. It's Shanae Wettering, Jenna Blunt, Beatrice Atenza, and Lily Schilling. For Benedictine, we'll just give a little credit to these young women as they're getting some PT today. You got Kathleen Stanley, a 5'8 sophomore from Leawood, Kansas. Raina Jasper in the game, a 5'6 sophomore from Garnett, Kansas. Michaela Bauman is in the game for Benedictine, a 5'8 freshman from Blair, Nebraska. Riley Wade in the game. Riley's a junior from Olathe. And rounding it out in the middle of the 6'1, Grace Dixon, the freshman from Manhattan, Kansas. So those are the Benedictine five. Talking about Clark, you've got Vandenkamp from Park Hill in Kansas City. You've got Wettering from Montezuma, Iowa. Blunt is from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. Atenza is from a 5'3 sophomore, by the way, from Plainfield, Illinois. And Lily Schilling, a 5'10 sophomore from Gower, Missouri. How about that? Out of East Buchanan High School, Lily Schilling. Minute 38 to go in the ballgame. It will be Clark basketball coming in. They are in front 77-59. They have led by as many as I think I have it at 24 at one point. BC will bring it into the right side to Stanley. Stanley will dish it into the corner, right in front of the Raven bench. They'll dribble it back off toward the top, looking in the middle, finding over there. It'll come back up high. Jasper with it. The feed down to the baseline, in the lane, and the ball gets away, picked back up by Benedictine, and it's going to be up and in. How about that bucket? Riley Wade. And back up the floor with it. Clark, 77-61. Ravens are, or Clark's going to turn it over, and Ravens are going to come back up the floor with less than a minute to go now. Clark will get its 10th win of the season here today. In anybody's book, that's a pretty good first semester, 10-2. But to show you how hard it is to win in this conference, they are only 5-2 in the heart. Here's a shot from the left side. Kicks out, not going to drop in. Rebounding it back down. BC, and we get a whistle and another foul. 40 seconds to go. Benedictine is going to come to the free throw line. It's going to be Riley Wade stepping up there. Riley Wade. Two free throws coming up, fouled by Lily Schilling. Free throw. First one's good. That is the first point this afternoon for Riley. One more shot for Wade here. She'll eye it. Little right-hand flip. Knocks it right down. The ball coming in. Clark coming up the court. Walk it along. Across the timeline and over to the left side it comes. They'll dump it down to the left wing. Dribble it off on top from the free throw line. The pass in the middle. Stolen by Michaela Bauman. Bauman. Outlets. Wade. Left side. On the floor twice. Skips back out on top. The dish over to the left side. The drive across. The feed in the middle. Benedictine with the back out on top. 20 seconds left. Over to the left. It's going to go. And Ravens will cut into the lane. The shot is up. Won't go for Riley. And a rebound pulled back down by Clark. They'll come into the forecourt. Shot clock's off. We're inside 10 seconds to go. They're going to wind it down, and that's going to do it. Final score here this afternoon from Dubuque, Iowa. It's Clark 77, Benedictine 63. We'll be back to summarize it right after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Farming. It's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Atchison is experiencing unusually high flu numbers this season, and there's a nationwide shortage of treatment medication available for this viral disease. This year's flu vaccine has been highly effective in fighting the strain of flu that's been going around. One more convenient flu shot event is being offered on Wednesday, December 21st from 1 to 4 p.m. in the primary care area of Amberwell Atchison. No registration or appointment is required, and flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. Don't miss this opportunity to protect you and your family from the flu.
Let's take a bit of a look at how the scoring came together this afternoon. First of all, for Clark, as the Pride, again, pick up their 10th win on the season, they were paced by Tina Ubel. Now, Tina, a good player, comes into the game averaging, you know, close to 10 a game, 9.7. She had a great win today, 22 points on 9 of 15 shooting with 3 rebounds. Tina Ubel, 22 today. 10 apiece then for Gianna Michaels and Madison Lindauer. 8 apiece, Emma Kelchin and Nicole McDermott. With 7, it was Tyler Hossie's 4 apiece for Hallie Bolt, Myra Mershman, Skylar Culbertson. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, 11 apiece. Kennedy Nicholson and Aaliyah Raines. With 9, both Allie Kramer and Josie Weiser. 6 apiece for Riley Wade and Jennifer Jacobs. 5 for Twyla Karasquillo and 4, Kyra Missy Rocka with Maddie Gerritsen knocking down 2. On the course of the afternoon, you kind of analyze the numbers, and Clark shoots well. But again, they are shooting the shots they like. They're shooting the shots that are high percentage shots. They end up the afternoon 28 of 55. That's little over 50%. Benedictine 23 of 59, 39%. From the outside, the Ravens were 6 of 23. Clark was 6 of 19. And at the free throw line, Benedictine ended up 11 of 15. Clark 15 of 19. Lady Ravens turning it over 17 times this afternoon and ending up the day with 22 team fouls. So, Clark is now 10 and 2, 5 and 2 in the conference. Benedictine goes to 5-7, 3-4. And once they get back into Atchison after the bus ride home, it's a brief holiday break for BC basketball. But not yet for the guys. We've got the men's game coming up shortly. They're out on the court warming up now, and we're going to return to describe for you Benedictine basketball. The game for the Ravens is going to start in, about 20 minutes. We'll be back to bring it to you. Final score again of the ladies' contest this afternoon. Clark 77, Benedictine 63. Don't go away. Guys' game coming up, and better than that, Joseph going to take care of you right now.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.